Another objection to family worship is people say, our lives are just too busy, it's just too crammed, we can't find the time. That's probably the most serious objection of all. And I wouldn't have said this 5 years ago, but when you have kids that are 17, 20, and 22, I've got some sympathy for this now. Ideally, when the kids come home late at night, if they haven't had supper with us, I should have another family worship with them. I wish I did that, but I don't. But they are home enough. So what we do is we set the basic time where most people are home, and we do family worship at that time. So our goal is to do it immediately after supper. If someone has to go away, like at 7 o'clock, we have a supper a little earlier, so we have time for family worship. And so usually we have two of the three children with us, maybe all three, some nights. But we try hard, and we ask the children, try to be home for supper and family worship. And sometimes it just can't be, but we do the best we can. And I think most families, if it's really given a priority, you can make arrangements. Now, if you have a person that's working, say, a 3 to 11 shift, if my son was working a 3 to 11 shift, for example, could never be with us for supper, then I would, at 11 o'clock, I would definitely have family worship with him every night and have a second family worship time.